Don Coyes is with Wisconsin Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans and founder of White Bison, a nonprofit wellness group based in Colorado. He says many problems in Indian country today come from the abuse Native Americans suffered in government boarding schools. There were nearly 500 of these, which opened in the late 1800s. Children were taken from their homes and pushed to assimilate into white society, which sometimes meant beatings for speaking their native language. Coyes says while the government should apologize, Native people should also learn to forgive.
Professional counselors, they can see this connectedness between that trauma and suicide, obesity, diabetes, and our elders assured us that if we are able to forgive this unforgivable, we'll see a great healing take place.
In mid-May, petitioners will trek through 23 boarding school sites in the U.S. Coyes says they'll finish in Washington, D.C. in June. He says the Australian and Canadian governments have recently apologized for how their indigenous communities were treated. He hopes President Obama will do the same.
Whether they make an apology or not, we are going to still forgive because we're just losing too many children. The prophecies tell us that our last test is going to be one of forgiveness. It would be nice if he would, but we will get our freedom through forgiveness by doing it anyway.
Coyes says the journey is tied to the 1994 birth of a white buffalo in Janesville, which prophesies a time of healing for all nations. Last year on the campaign trail, Mr. Obama said he'd talk with tribal leaders first before acting on any requests for apologies or repatriations to Native communities. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.